This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday. Is it not? October 30th, 2024.
Yeah, I believe it is.
All right, I did that without flipping my paper over.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you more. It's a mental test. I do it, first thing I do after I say, hey, thanks for waking me up. I say that to, well, I think I'm saying it to the Lord. Not Alexa, although she had a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, thanks for waking me up. Yeah. And then I'm like, now what day is it? Let's do this before we pop up off the bed. And often it's hard. Yeah. It really is, because you have to say, what am I basing this on? What was yesterday? And then I told Fatboy the other day, I woke up on, I think it was Saturday morning, and I did that little brain exercise, and I just couldn't freaking remember
what day it was.
Yeah, but I could see daybreak, so I panicked.
I've done that.
I don't have a physical clock in my bedroom, like one with the numbers on it. So with a gulp, I went, smart speaker name, because I don't want to make everybody's go off. Smart speaker name, what time is it?
Huh.
It's 5:55 a.m. Oh, boy.
That's where you drop a big GD privately.
Bull crap. Maybe an MF.
Oh, my CS. Goodness. That's the worst feeling.
BS. But... No, not that. But then I remembered, it's Saturday. Then, not now.
And then you roll over and you go back to nighty-night.
Well, Sue had to go pee.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, no. He's like, you know what? I'm already up now. Let's go ahead and get something done.
Just get
that never happens. No. And that never happens on the weekends, pal. I never. Even if I feel fully awake, like, no. And that's not a good personality trait. I'll be honest and tell you. It's not. When your body is awake, you should wake up, but it is completely, utterly laziness. Because your body is what decides if you're sleepy or not, not you.
If you wake up too early and you go...
That sounded dumb as hell, but I mean...
God, I wasn't going to say anything, but it did.
Your body does decide if you're sleepy. You don't. You don't say, God, I'm sleepy. Your body's telling you. Go ahead. I just wanted to iterate that I'm not stupid, although it sounded that way. Go ahead.
Well, that's conceited to say you're not stupid.
Well, I'm not.
Other people have to confirm it for you.
Well, it made sense to me.
Dang it.
What was you saying?
That was it.
Oh, yeah, it was not.
I get like a day behind myself. Like, oh, no, what is it? I kept thinking today's Thursday.
I've had a panic attack in the morning thinking, oh, my gosh, I've overslept and it wasn't. Friday.
Did you get mad
Saturday.
Though?
Saturday.
So I don't know why people
get
mad.
No, I just was relaxed and went back to bed because I was exhausted.
That's what you do.
If I went ahead and showered and everything, and before I realized it was not, now I would stay up.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, in a panic, you run in the shower, you get your clothes on, you get dressed, and you realize, oh, no.
If I panic, I'm probably going to go wipe first and then shower. That's a panic on me. It's like the way y'all say, oh, man, I laughed at that so hard I about messed myself or wet myself or whatever you say. That's my panic. I don't get that from laughing. I get that from being scared of being late.
Oh, boy.
But I just lose complete control of my bowels.
Not a good feeling.
But you're already, you're already late at that point, right? So you're like, you know what? What's the matter?
I can't control my body.
Yeah, you got to now.
It sounds like something a sexual predator would say, but that, I didn't mean it that way.
Man, I apologize. I couldn't control myself.
No, I just meant like when I get shaken, and really that's trying to think what else it could be other than like maybe almost thinking you're going to get in a wreck or something.
Oh,
that
anxiety.
Panic.
Yeah.
Which that's just that almighty dollar. Why did I get scared? Because I wasn't going to go get that money. And I pooped myself. Yeah. I didn't, but I'm saying, like, that's what it would have been the result of, because I wasn't going to get money. What is money?
Just anxiety about time and place.
I know. And that's kind of absurd.
Yeah.
So nothing else factors in, like, A, I'm already late. B, they ain't going to fire me. C, I can't make up the time I already lost. So might as well poke around for a second before I get going.
Yeah, that's a lot to internalize within a short amount of time.
Yeah.
If I've ever been running late, and I think you know this, there's not really any need me telling you, but if I've ran late here, I am primarily wearing my pajamas when I'm here with maybe this change of pants only. There was no shower.
I'm so glad you sleep in pajamas. What would the alternative be?
Well, I'd slip on a tank or something.
He's naked.
He's no good.
You know me, like Granny Hell. Bones over here. I'm like always, I'm sitting here like I'm mad right now. My arms folded, but it's just kind of chilly on the arms.
It is.
I've noticed that before. You're like, oh no, I'm late. Oh my God, why am I? I'm late. Oh, I'm sorry.
I apologize to those that it's affecting. Absolutely. I think it's I wish I had some inspirational music to play right now, but it to me it's to say to the team, I'm sorry I let you down. I'm sorry.
Well, we appreciate that.
I am sorry. Ooh, sorry. You don't have to. It was silly.
Ooh, no, I want to now.
I want to say, guys, look, I'm sorry. I didn't get there till halftime of the game.
So sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I don't have anything.
Pull it in, team.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Pull it in, team. This isn't going to be worth it now. Should have.
I thought it did.
Oh.
Does the damn radio work?
I race you to the car, Russ.
I've seen that.
Guys, I know that yesterday we won. And today I was late to the game because I celebrated maybe too much the night before the result of the victory.
Damn it.
Or whatever maybe it was.
Sure is a fire.
And I know that I didn't see y'all until halftime of today's game. But I want to say this. Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach. No, but I want to say to you, the team, I'm sorry, and
so sorry.
Now don't get me back, and y'all come in halftime tomorrow, and then I'm sitting here throwing the ball to myself, and I'm running to catch it.
Like be even then,
because who's gonna referee? Paige is the referee 9 times out of 10, so that's why I say I'm sorry. Most people not do that to their. Not even team. I mean, that's an overused term. I mean, it is what it is. But if you're the people you work, let's say you're a nurse, you don't call the other shift nurses and say, hey, Becky, hey, Rhonda, hey, Tawana, others.
What's up, Amanda or Savannah?
Hey, Nina. I'm sorry, I'm late. I remember used to, I would like say, I'll get breakfast. Remember? Mm-hmm. I'd say, God, I used to be real bad at it. And again, what helped me change that dollar, getting fined?
Yeah, I've seen it from both ends. You know, I've seen the other opposite too, where they're like, you know what, the hell with it. I just won't even acknowledge it. Or if I'm late, I'm late, whatever. Or I could just miss a whole bunch of days.
I treat it different. I do. I don't.
We might have been setting you up back in the day, knowing you'd buy breakfast.
Yeah, well, let you it worked.
Pull your valve stems out and see.
That's harsh, but I like it.
I did have 2 flat tires one time. I really thought somebody had knocked my tires that day. They just both went down because of pressure. I looked at a surveillance camera. Anybody do it?
That used to be the fun game because, like, you know.
Oh, shoot.
You'd be here like, you get here late, but a half hour later, you'd be like, I'm still sorry.
Well, I think that shows you something, that I'm a pussy. No, I whatever. I'm not going to apologize anymore.
No, but you're not really late anymore.
Only to Paige. That's right. God, no. I can't, but don't want to be.
Oh.
You got a pretty big window to get here on time. for this job.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean.
Like, I try to get here at around 4:30, but sometimes it's
you're
later.
Full of crap.
Yeah. You think I just come here immediately to start printing stuff out?
I just called him out on it.
Setting stuff up? But I got here one day and you said, man, I just got here. And
yep. That doesn't happen often if I got something to do beforehand. But
yeah.
I usually don't, so I rearrange schedules.
Oh.
So I just let me get here. And there's only so much stuff I can do at home with this.
Yeah.
And I've usually done that already.
Well, the talking part, certainly can't do that at home by yourself.
All the setting up.
So if Charlie the roofer is
there. Roofer Paul or any of them.
He's got a job today, and he's like, foot, it's 11 o'clock. I woke up late. He wouldn't text Tony and Paul and Juan.
So that's where
Marcus.
That's where you tell what kind of person you are. Some of those guys will try to work it. Say the roofer in this example would be like, yo, I've been on the job site. We left to go look at another one. Go put in another couple bids.
Yeah.
We'll hit you back here in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then the homeowner's like, oh, okay. I guess this hole in the roof can sit here for a little bit longer.
Right.
No one but they ain't showed up anywhere.
Oh, Lord.
But those people are liars, like in general.
Those people are generally liars in all aspects of their lives.
We've known people like
not
that.
Not roofers, but just like, you know, bad liar people.
The funniest thing is when you get around somebody like that who thinks they're the smartest person in the room.
Oh, no.
And they're a big liar, and they just can't keep it straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, you dummy, obviously know what's going on.
Especially when a lot of the stuff that, this is in no one in particular, but like when a lot of the exchanges of conversation will be by text, and you can go back and look, wait a minute, bullcrap. You said this. You're a liar. Because now with text, you can just go up there and search on the bar. Like, let's say you're looking at, give me a word so it's not in place with anything I'm thinking about right now. No. Paige, give me a word.
What were you thinking about?
Give me a word.
Acquiesce.
I don't know how to spell that.
Bad boy. Turd.
All right. So, yeah. I can go up there and just put in the word turd, and then it would show every conversation I had, which you put that one in, it would be a ton. Mostly with my doctor. Mostly on my chart.
Turd. My chart.
If you're a turd doctor, do you have like a phone full of doo-doo pictures?
I hope that's all.
And is that a regular doctor?
Like, does the gynecologist? Does the gynecologist have to explain to his wife? She's a patient, I swear.
He's got a whole gallery of them.
You don't want to have sex. Marry a gynecologist.
Oh, Paige.
Well, you would think if they look at it all day long.
Could you pick what kind of clients your clientele if you're a gyno?
No, you can't do that with anything anymore.
No. Can you imagine?
There's no weight limit or nothing?
No, you can't do it with anything anymore.
A doctor would be, nah, I can't do that. Nah.
It's like, whoa, we got to have a team to navigate this.
Yep.
Can't help you, man.
Oh, my God. There's so much in that right there. Paige, I'd love to interview a former gynecologist, male only.
Well, my theory is if you date someone who like works on cars, your car's not going to be running. They do it all the time. They're sick of it.
Wow. God bless. 864-241-4318. If you're a mechanic, Paige says your wife's car isn't working well.
I didn't say that specifically, but if it were for me, I don't want to do that when I get home if I do that at work. Not saying that they don't, but.
No, it's hard to get them to do it on the side sometimes because they're like, man, come on.
I do that all the time.
I'm tired of changing oil.
That would suck to do it just, you know, every day, just on top of, like, we just did this, man. How long we've been here today? 2 hours. Like, damn, we got to change oil for another 8 hours.
Another oil.
Because I see the guys that stand out there and hold the signs, hey, no wait, come on in, get your oil changed. They probably like that break.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think? Listen to her back trucking. Right. That's all I'm saying. They just like the break. I mean, get what you're saying, though, but I don't think with a man in a good relationship with a woman is going to not want to make love to her because he's a gynecologist during the daytime. Now, if he ran into a situation that was frantic where they had to call 911 or something, I could see he might not want to see another one that day, but nevertheless. Yeah. Generally speaking, I mean,
He's got to get a little nervous if she's like, you know what, I'll fix it. And he's like, she might be switching teams on me, if you know what I'm saying.
That's where it's got to be weird to deal with the other nurses on staff, you know, as a doctor of those. You know, like the interaction you have with the nurses. Because some nurses would be like flat out, doctor, you may not know this. That doesn't look right. I'm here to tell you. I'd show you mine, but there's some kind of protocol where I can't.
Oh, my God.
And likewise, the doctor couldn't say, hey, I've never seen anything like this before. Have you? You can't do that.
Or how uncomfortable if you were a specialist like that, and everywhere you go, people would try to talk to you about their problems.
Oh, God.
It's like, hey, doctor, look at my nuts real quick.
Uh-huh.
I know we're in Walgreens, but check it out.
We're in CVs. We're in CVs or Walgreens. Oh, Lord. Well, I'll tell you this.
Say? It's not hanging right, doctor. I need your help.
Which doctor are you talking to?
His doctor.
Oh, okay.
Not mine.
No. Well, that was fun. We will we'll continue this. You know, it's Halloween Eve. Yes, that's it. Halloween Eve. And I'm so weird. It's my rejoin week, and I was like, okay, here's the songs I want to play. And I might play these anytime. I need to do some Halloween intensive songs. But then I started feeling cookie cutter. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like playing the same old Halloween songs. Like,
there's so many to pick from.
But there's, but the basics are the basics. And I'm just, so I'm,
like the...
I'm saying I'm calling an audible on that second one. And I need those of you that are listening to text in your favorite non-traditional Halloween song.
You do like to veer a little bit to stand out.
No, it's not to stand out. It's to, if people get tired of hearing the same stuff.
I think you put the effort in to pick something that you hope more people appreciate as, oh, that's different.
And damn right.
Yeah.
It was an odd damn just then.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Bull.
Yeah, wait, your mom hears this later.
You do that, and I will.
Anonymous email.
No, you better not. You don't know her email address. I don't think she does either.
Mary Loves Monk at
Hotmail. Fast right there. That was quick. Monk.
That's the best.
Feel free to tell a brand new Mattman's conspiracy mystery today. This one right here, I think it'll kind of blow your mind. I mean, it's and here's another thing, too, for those of you that maybe dodge that segment because you think it's like doomy or like end of the world stuff, this one's not. This one's not. This one's just kind of wow, holy crap. That's wild.
I want to know why that went away.
Why, the doom and gloom stuff?
No, the way you set this one up. You're like, you know what, there's a certain festival that maybe went away because of it. Maybe they give some insight.
Oh. It does, I think. Maybe. Or, you know, that was a weak tease now that I think about it. I don't know. Oh, it's just one of those things where, wow, I can't believe they did that then. Could you imagine if they tried to do that now? Oh, my God. And how people would freak out. No, it's pretty incredible.
Those are good.
Yeah. That'll be coming up.
Right now.
No, I'm not ready. You just
try to surprise you.
You just made a turtle head poke, and you don't even realize it.
Uh-oh.
That'll be coming up around 7:25 this morning.
Poking out, hopefully.
In the meantime, the whole neck. Feel free to text us, 72341. That is the TLCMotors.com text line. Don't you text and drive in that standard data text rate. Paige, what's up in the clouds?
Oh, this woman starred in so many iconic movies. She will definitely be missed in Hollywood, and we will honor her next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Oh, man. I hadn't looked at new stuff today. You got me on that one.
I hope it's not who we've been talking about the past couple weeks. Long black hair, big boobs.
Elvira?
Yeah. It's not her, is it?
Oh, God. No, it's not. I can tell by her face. Thank God. That'd be weird. She'd probably want to die near Halloween, though, knowing her.
Paige would have pulled her shirt down halfway in honor of.
I would have.
I would have hoped.
Worn my bra at half staff.
All right.
The rest of us might have been.
Very nice. All right. We'll get into that next. Your Rise Guys headlines. Happy Halloween Eve.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We would begin with something somber, but we've got to honor this woman because she's been in so many great movies.
I haven't Googled it yet. I want real reaction to this. It's like a YouTube video. First reaction.
Well, Terry Garr died yesterday after losing her long battle with MS.
Dude, missed your mom.
Her credits include Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Mr. Mom, Tootsie, The Player, Dumb and Dumber, and I can go on and on.
I didn't like Tootsie.
Well, she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, an Oscar for Tootsie in 1982.
You think kids today, when they say, oh, Tootsie's coming, they probably think it's a movie about big butts.
Or the candy.
Yeah, one of the two. Sorry, joke's on you. It's about cross-dressing.
Like, I remember her more from, obviously, Young Frankenstein, but Friends, really.
Friends?
As the mom.
Yeah.
Oh,
Phoebe's
she was
biological
Phoebe's
mother.
Mom. That's
yeah.
right. Damn. Yeah, I remember when finding out that she had that. Obviously, a debilitating disease that just is. Like, yeah. Come on. Young people, I challenge you. Figure out some cures. I don't remember the last one. How about that for being weird? I don't remember the last big cure in this day and age when we have all this tech and all this access to information. The thing with AI is how to put in what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's,
you got to know how to ask the prompts.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's kind of crazy the cures they do have, or, you know, like you can be undetectable for your HIV.
Right.
You know, now that stuff comes along pretty quickly.
Yeah, like, I challenge you young people, do it. And do the Jonas Salkway. Give it away. Just get a bunch of sponsors.
Even challenged young people.
Even I challenge you more.
You can participate too.
Well, folks who saw the Challenger explode, I challenge you as well.
Bless them.
Do you drive a Dodge Challenger?
I wish.
You can solve that extra chromosome.
Yeah, her. She's like, I wish.
An older one.
Oh, okay.
Vintage.
Yeah. Oh, not one of the newer ones?
Well, I would like it, but I don't want a car payment.
Well, because it's old doesn't mean it's free, Paige.
What would Paige's odometer look like? How fast would it go?
Whose?
Paige's. Like, it would go.
Well, I've stopped that speeding and ticket stuff because that got me in trouble.
Like, you know, most, I would say they go to 150.
Hold on, I'm going to 50 right now.
Like, that's the whole range of it, 0 to 50.
I want to push it. 65 to 70 is all I do.
Fasten your seat.
Yeah. I got 0 to 60 in 3
Here
minutes.
Here we go.
Reach down between my legs.
I bet I can get this car to 100. I don't do that anymore.
Ease the seat back.
It's irresponsible to drive that fast.
It is, but it's fun, and I'm sorry I did it.
You ever sling yourself back in the seat? You understand what I'm saying? You go.
Of course, yeah.
She just charaded it.
one of my dreams is to actually drive a NASCAR, and I wanted to take that.
I thought she did that.
No, I didn't. I was able to ride in it, but I want to drive it.
Well, I mean, look. There's a reason why there's dudes in NASCAR, right?
That's true. I want to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Bad boy. I still want to be a defensive player. I want to swat the ball. It goes up in the air. I catch it and run it in. So obviously we're like on the two.
You want one of those.
That's my moment.
Instant dream.
Yes.
I thought you wanted to be like catch a Patrick Mahomes type pass on it for like a game-winning play.
No,
you wouldn't be on defense.
I would have to be. It only makes sense.
Would you celebrate at the end if you caught that?
If I had breath left. What was that weird celebration you were doing where you're clutching your chest and holding it with one hand in the air? That was doing my Fred Sanford homage, is what I was doing.
Elizabeth.
I'm coming to join you, honey. That was the big one. I'll never score again.
It's called the Big Dummy. The Big Dummy. Everybody be doing it in the crowd.
Oh, boy.
Gosh. Jug, I don't know if you up yet. Maybe changing a diaper or something. But if you are, you know, let's make that happen.
Well,
also, Jeffrey Earnhardt, I know you peer into this show from time to time. Let's make that happen. You got a car, too. You don't care if she crashes.
Right. You don't care.
Ryan Blaney.
How much money? You don't care. Well, that's the fun about my little car is, you know, it's 5-speed.
Mm.
In the clutch, and I just love that. But
like you drive fast cars, but you know you're not a fast driver.
Well, like I said, I used to be a fast driver, and it cost me.
Do you believe that, though? I don't believe it.
You can believe what you want.
Oh, she just tried to drop her mic, but it's on a stand.
You can believe what you want.
She just moved her hand from it, like mic drop, but it didn't move.
Yeah, I remember. I remember the day my husband took me to court for all my speeding tickets.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
Oh, my God. Why do you have so many tickets, please?
Kind of sounds like, but you got a blue line plate, and you drive around 80 miles an hour, and you think you know everything. So, let's just I love you, Chris, but.
He's going to haunt you today.
I ain't paying these tickets.
Talking crap.
But that's what he said. You got it. You pay it. So, anyhow. Well, rest in peace, Terry Carr.
Yes.
It's so sad.
She stayed out of the limelight, didn't see her or anything.
Well, I mean, what it does to you. I mean, I could see that, you know.
Didn't see any of the gars. Yeah.
And Mel Brooks, the director of
Sig,
Young Frankenstein. Yep.
Uncle Sig.
Uncle Sig.
It says he tweeted. Now, what do they do now? They ex?
Ralph.
What is
Ralph Garr. He played for the Atlanta Braves in the 70s.
And he says, so very sorry to hear about Terry Garr's passing. She was so talented and is so funny. And her humor and lively spirit made the Young Frankenstein set a pleasure to work on.
Dude, he's got to be 100 years old. Close to it. He's still with us.
Got to be.
He's probably tired of putting these letters out, like, you know, for her and Wilder. Slim Pickens. Yeah.
And he added, her German accent had us all in stitches. She will be greatly missed.
Guy that played Taggart.
Oh, Rose and Zee Hay.
Taggart, Garr.
Yep. Others. Bernadette Peters, right?
Oh, man.
No, Madeline Kahn. Get them mixed up.
Yeah, but they're both dead, right?
Are they?
I like Bernadette.
I know Madeline Kahn is.
Oh, I loved Bernadette. She's funny. Man. She was so good. I think she died young, right? I know. Oh, no, I'm thinking Gilda. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
God.
It was a tragic loss.
That was so bad. I think the world would be a little brighter with that woman having been around longer. She was great.
The SNL movie is supposed to be really, really good. The one they just put out.
They said that about this season, but I've yet to see it.
Well, 50 Cent, 50, turned down $3 million to play at Donald Trump's Madison Garden rally. So he turned it down. He says, quote, I'm afraid about politics. You understand. I don't like no part of them. So he decided.
Hold on a minute.
Did you see what I just did? I did a B. Arthur in Golden Girls where she looks off to the wall when somebody says something, pal.
What? The square.
Madison Garden.
Okay. I was like, okay. I'm glad I didn't hear that right either. It's
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Okay. Now that makes sense. Now, tell me the quote again.
Well, he said, I'm afraid about politics. You understand. I don't like no part about them. But, you know, you don't want to polarize yourself.
Could you do that in your hung voice? I'm just kidding. Don't.
No,
please.
I don't want to.
Please don't.
It's too early for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He don't need the money. He still got like vitamin water money.
No crap. I mean, you can kind of.
It's real selective.
You can kind of see what, you know, it's different for everybody. Like, you know, like with us, like we, if it comes up on the show, like we could just skirt past it or say how we feel, which I think we choose to. And, Like, I'll be honest with you. I'll look you both in the eyes right now. It's going to be hard to do. I'll do one at a time. I don't agree with all the commercials that we play right now on this radio station, but they help pay my paycheck. Oh, that said, the comparison of Trump's Madison Square Garden event to others in history is absurd.
The big crowds.
I mean, I'm seeing what they're saying about it. Is
as far as who shows up and
no, they're just comparing it to a rally of sorts.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're talking about the people that actually show up to Trump's or, you know, people that you wouldn't think would be there in that context.
Right, but I don't know, like, he's not going to do songs about politics, generally speaking. So it's kind of, unless he just goes off on social media or something, it doesn't have to come up. Actors, unless they're talking to the press, or even then, it's all bullcrap. Like on talk shows at night, they're all just going over bullet points over the pre-interview. I mean, there's never like an honest conversation about it. So
it's got to be a New York thing, right?
If it's an isolating thing to say it when you don't have to. But if you care enough, you will.
If he's in Iowa or somewhere, he's not going to be like, you know, 50, come on out, play a show, play for the crowd.
50.
Like, it's just got to be where he's at now. Like, it's just like a...
Yeah.
But, you know, he don't need the money, so why would he do it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were kind of nostalgic about it, you'd want to see him in your town if you were a big fan.
I don't know why.
Speak?
He would do it for $3 million or like any amount of money. That's going to paint you into a corner for...
Yeah, that's what he's saying. And I mean, I kind of see his point, other than if you have enough money, you don't care about the corner you're painted into.
Because
you buy some more paint, paint your way out.
And you don't want to offend like people. That. People are so sensitive these days for no reason.
Well, the world's full of pussies. And
finally.
And then that, you said it. So the Trump campaign denies 50.
Your dreams came true.
Was offered $3 million to perform. So they're denying all this. Who do you believe?
Well, yeah, like they ain't going to say, yeah, he turned us down. Damn it.
No. I'd rather just let DJ Trump go at it again.
I don't know why you wouldn't want either candidate to use your music. You're like, hey, that's more money. You know, some people are coming out, don't use it. You know, don't use this or that. Or,
because stupid people see that as an endorsement. Most sane people say, oh, they played that song. That must mean the band okayed it. No, it doesn't. Like, hey, trust me, Dave Grohl does not agree with 90% of the things I say. If he heard them.
Well, and
especially
plus,
about a month ago when I talked about Taylor Hawkins. That's besides the point.
It is polarizing if you're involved in a scandal and your name's attached to it, but this is an election. It's not a scandal.
Yeah, and the people who say it, like, think about when the oil slicks happen, and then who comes in and puts commercials on of little ducks covering oil, but
Dawn.
So what they did is they took a tragic situation and they made it something to make it feel good about you. So when you go to the grocery store, you go and like, man, these all look the same. They save ducks though.
They even put them on the bottle.
I remember that. I will now do that.
Yep.
Now, I usually don't want to pay the $1.25 more, so I get the lesser brand.
If the song's already being played already and they're getting the stream royalties and stuff, and then they say, oh, they're gonna forget about this in 2 or 3 days.
Oh man,
press, I want them to stop playing it. What's that? More attention. Churn it back up again. Is controversy creating cash? The Eric Bischoff way.
Yep.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much.
Everybody had somebody in their family back then, don't look at it. They didn't really want to exercise their tongue all the way.
That's how you found out what Xanax were.
And that's what it sounded like.
Other benzos.
I don't have a septum at all anymore.
That's how you found out what nerve pills were. And if somebody's nerves were shot, that's what they sounded like.
Needed a nerve pill.
Yes. My nerves are tore up.
My nerves are shot.
Sounds like it.
I need a nerve pill.
Sounds like you need to gear down.
What the hell are you trying to tell me, dude?
Turn me on, turn me loose.
I'm Evelyn, how are you?
Oh, my God. I hurt my head, too.
Sounds like you're sitting on the toilet, honestly.
Hello? On in.
Oh, my God.
Said sitting.
Hello. Oh, Lord. Fatboy. Thank you, Paige. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
So the NFL is on the verge of, look, this could be a good idea or this could be stupid. No, they did the Toy Story football game last year.
Uh-huh.
Well, this wait till you hear what they're going to do with a future game this season. This is, I don't know how they're going to do it, but, you know, technology, they know how to use. I do not. We'll tell you what's going to come up here in a few weeks. The Toy Story game was kind of cool for a little bit, but it got aggravating because it's really just little big helmets kind of moving around on the toy mat.
Right.
They've done the slime game for
Nickelodeon. Okay, that's the one I was thinking. They did the slime one too. And then they do something with Space Jam as well.
They might have.
With basketball.
This is going to top all that.
Okay.
So it's going to be a great idea, or it's going to jump the shark and be the last thing they do.
You get to decide which team is Israel and which one's Palestine.
Oh, Lord.
No? All right.
That might be on the way, though.
Who knows? We'll find out more about that and other things in your Rise Guys Sports. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Sports related, you can talk about that.
Nah, don't.
Don't do it. Well, we can't talk about this. The NFL, they've done the Toy Story game before, and they've done the slime game, the Nickelodeon slime game.
That's where it's got to suck for that to be your favorite movie and have a little bit of a speech impediment. And Toy Story. Like, that'd be tough.
Toy Story. Coming up. And this is a real game because it's going to happen. December the 9th, you got the Bengals versus the Cowboys. Guess where they're going to play?
Disney.
They're going to play.
North Pole.
They're going to play at Adams Stadium in the town of Springfield. Because guess what they're going to do?
Simpsons.
Yep. Jesus. The entire game. The commentators, the players, everybody's going to be Simpsonized, quote unquote. For the entire game.
They're setting us up for the meta world. They really are.
I don't know what the...
Rose-colored glasses. Is that what they're going to call them? They've been pre-programming us for years, looking through rose-colored glasses.
It's going to be on Disney Plus, but are they still trying to draw the kids in, I guess? I don't see...
Or stoners or people with, you know...
The NFL should have no problem drawing kids in. I don't like sports really in general. The big three shouldn't have that problem.
But look at it from the point of view of a kid. Now, I haven't talked to any kids about this, but, you know, when we were younger, like the money wasn't as known. I mean, you knew like somebody had, but you didn't know exactly how much they made up until, you know, a certain period. But now it's just like, are you making it about the lifestyle and the gets and the hot wife and their, you know, whatever? Or is it about winning the game? Like, I don't know what that perspective is now. Because it seems it's more of the prior than the latter.
Yeah, it is. Too,
Richard Pryor.
You know what, though? Maybe the Simpsons are still more over than I thought they were.
Oh, I mean, they are. Like, they...
Because I haven't seen it in years. No. I know with cartoons, look...
I also don't know they've really predicted all the stuff. That could just be, you could tell me that happened. I'd be, all right, I ain't going to go look it up. I believe you.
You get Mandela at this point. Cartoons, you know, there's that rule that it exists, like they can never go away. Like, you don't have to end them because it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's not real. The timeline, you can stretch.
Lord knows with AI now, the voices, 100 years after Yeardley Smith is dead, they'll still have the voice to just type it in and do it.
You know, this is funny, this comes up.
I'm about to sell my voice right now. Highest bidder.
We have another Simpsons birthday today.
OJ.
And it feels like we've had a lot of them over the past few weeks.
Belk Simpson.
Not Belk.
No relation.
The Yankees won last night. Were not swept. They're down 3-1. They won 11-4. They play again tonight. 8:08. Down 3-1. They could lose tonight. You know what you said, Matt, could actually happen. There could be a game 7.
Yeah. I mean, that would be Hollywood's World Series, meaning, you know, just movie-like.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the grand slam in game 1, Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, walk-off.
Well, there was another Grand Slam last night.
Yeah, not him.
So is it going to devalue it anymore? Or is this kid running out of time as far as the money he can make off of that ball? He's got to get in touch with somebody quick.
I don't know.
You got to sell it, kid. What are you doing?
I don't
know. What are you doing, kid? You got to sell the ball.
Freddie Freeman.
What are we doing?
God, I hate the Braves. That happened. But, I mean, like, he might not have played that well out here.
Plus,
his wife wanted to live in L.A., too. I mean, there's no question.
So I don't know. He's from there. I don't know if he wanted to go back home or and try.
I don't know what's the lesser of the two, where I'd want to live, Los Angeles or Atlanta.
Traffic's bad either one.
Well, I ain't thinking even traffic, really.
Somebody look at this picture right here last night. Mookie Betts goes to catch a ball.
Oh, God.
A fan pried his glove open and took the ball.
Almost had another Bartman.
And he got kicked out, too. His name is Austin Cabo Bianco.
It sounds like an island you'd visit on a cruise.
He's Italian for sure. Yeah, we had it here. But
are you going to Cabo Velato this weekend?
He might be.
You have foul balls. Of course you are.
Ah, dang.
Lord have mercy.
You can't top that one.
Freddie Freeman, though. What a pimp. I'm glad it's not everything Ohtani.
He got a ring with the Braves, right? I think he already had one. Freddie Freeman.
No. Oh.
I think he won. Did I have to look that up. We'll have to get our crack research team on it.
they're not on crack anymore.
I think he got one with the Braves. Sober. So if he didn't get one now, you know, it wouldn't be the biggest deal.
In this World Series, like, I don't necessarily care, like, who wins. I like Freddie Freeman, but only because he's a former Brave. So, you know, I'm just looking for the thing that I like about him. Also, Big Poppy on the pregame. God bless. He is just, he's so good.
I think I've been the most.
He's like, they started booing him. He's like, oh, Boston Red Sox, you know, that's years ago. I mean, it's just, I can't do a good one of him, obviously. But
he's fun.
Yeah, he's fun. All right, thank you. We're going to take us a break. When we come back, we're about half hour away. Got a brand new Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mystery and something else to discuss as well is ghosts.
Yep. It's a big time of the year for ghosts.
I don't know.
Not the band.
Don't, no. Especially if it's raining out.
Talk about real ones.
Oh, God.
It will play in the rain.
Here's the thing. Ghosts, you've had encounters? Yeah? Well, put your money where your mouth is. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Put your money where your mouth is. Now, for those of you that are broke, it won't be any different.
Might be some incentive.
Might be. For real, this is pretty freaking incredible. And we got a fun little twist, I think, we put on it. We'll tell you about that. Boo-hoo, that's next. Morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, plus P1-approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.